You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are talking guide dog blogs. And today we are welcoming back someone who we had on guide dog blogs a few times, who recently got a new guide dog. Yes, James O'Driscoll is back on guide dog blogs. How are you, James?
I'm very well, thank you.
So when we last spoke to you, you were matched with Fraser, the guide dog, and then you were about to go off on training. Guide dog training, when you were told what is involved in the training, before you even started, how did you feel about it?
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't given that much information. What was mentioned to me was, okay, dogs don't sit at curbs anymore, and when you give them some kibble, every time they do something right, find the curb and stuff, and how you deliver the kibble. You know, it's done above the head and over the top of the head rather than diagonal stuff like they're looking for food. I'm like, okay, that's okay. But there's a lot more to it. The whole enrichment side of the training with the toys, they're allowed to have cuddly toys, you're allowed to engage in play a lot more. Actually having been on class, yeah, the whole being on class thing, working with him, it was a weird one to get my head around. Because Fraser's my fourth dog. So I've had 27 years of the old way of doing it. And, you know, you'd hold up the harness, the dog would put his head straight through. You know, we're going out, tail wagging, that kind of thing. But it got to a point where Fraser would only put his head anywhere near it if there was a reward. You know, so it's either a reward or a bribery kind of thing. You know, I've got some stuff to work on with him now, even after 5 weeks. You know, it's going to take... a year probably for everything to all settle down and be what would be considered normal, I suppose. But it was a very interesting experience with the whole enrichment side of and the reward side of stuff.
I think it's one of these things where, a guide dog and a guide dog going in a partnership is always learning. I mean, there's things I'm still learning with my dog. But yeah, I remember the whole enrichment, that this was my first time trying that. And because I didn't know any better, for me, it was actually, it didn't strike me as a bad idea. And I mean, with the harness and the reward, my dog sometimes doesn't even need that reward. So dogs might grow out of that. How food driven is Fraser?
Oh, crikey. Yes, very. But what I've started to do, and I had a aftercare today, we're starting to slowly pull it back a little bit with, you know, when the food is there, when it's not there, certain crossings when I know it's safe and I don't need to reward, we can just cross and go with just the forward and more, you know, sweeping turns rather than straight lines and stuff.
I mean, when I did training, what I've noticed is I was, and you've probably had this, obviously, you've had training with three other dogs, so you probably are used to it, but did you find the training more intense and more tiring than you thought it would be? Because I kind of underestimated how much will be involved to the point where I thought I could do a lot more things, maybe with do a bit of work while I'm training or stuff like that, and I didn't realise how exhausting it can be.
Yeah, mentally, definitely. Physically, thankfully, I'm quite, with my job being a personal trainer and stuff like that, it's quite physical anyway. So I was actually doing class and working at the same time all the way through. But mentally, getting my head around certain things and remembering certain things. Obviously, the basics are still there, the straight lines and stuff like that. But it's the little nuances that are put in and the lead tension and the words, like, you know, it doesn't have like weight anymore and, you know, hop and all that kind of stuff. It was just trying to retrain my brain of what I had to learn. He's learning. Oh, he's great. You know, we've been my local area. We went into London quite a few times, quite a lot actually, with escalators and stuff. And he was on the ball. His work is superb, absolutely superb. He's a great dog. It's me. I've got to relearn stuff and rejig how I've been doing stuff. Or how I was taught before.
And how are you managing to kind of, because it's different for different people. Like for me, I had nothing to kind of rejig because it was my first experience. But for you who, you know, has had three different dogs under completely different kind of training and working methods, how are you finding kind of reshifting the patterns and things?
Sometimes it can be a little bit frustrating because you've always got food on you, you've always got the pouch, you've always got a sanitizer to clean your hands and stuff like that. You know, that's all the time. So sometimes it can be a bit laborious, but on the other hand, it's there because that's how he's trained, that's how he does his job, and you kind of need it. So again, it's me learning that this is the way forward now. This is how it's going to be. We can increase his breakfast and like his evening meal, and ease off during the day, but there'll always be that food reward there. Again, things like wait and stay, and even saying no to him is not something he's used to. It's just not in his vocabulary. And sometimes I'll catch myself saying, oh, look, wait there, he doesn't know that. Why am I using words? I might as well be talking a different language. And it's retraining and remembering stuff that he knows and that I don't know, and what I know and what he doesn't know. I'm just getting that common ground. Like you say, even after a year, I still may be learning. We both will be, I think. But it's an enjoyable process, but a tough one.
Now, you've worked with Fraser for a few weeks now. Have you got a better idea of what his personality is like?
He's a sociable dog, and he likes people, but he'll go over, if someone meets me in the street, he'll say hello, and then he'll come straight back to me. When we're out free running, he's like glue. He gets to a point where I have to throw kibble for him to just run off, and you don't need to whistle with him, he'll just come back anyway. Again, that's what I mean with the food thing. He's so on the food side of it, he just sticks to you because he knows there's food there. So it can be slightly detrimental, especially living like free running. But on the other hand, when we're out and say he gets a little bit animated, I know I can tap the food on my belt and he'll come straight there. His head's focused on that. He's not distracted with anything else. He really enjoys a gnarly bone, but only if you're holding it. As soon as you let go of the bone, he'll stop eating, like chewing it. It got to a point where I was able to tuck it underneath a cushion and sit on it while I was carrying on with some work, and he'd be sitting next to me. So like, anyone would walk past or could like glance over the table, they'd probably think he was gnawing on my hip.
My dog sometimes does that. It's really odd. I hold the bone and he will munch on it, and then as soon as I let go, he's like, no, that's quite an interesting one. I do like the kind of funny characteristics and habits that guide dogs have. Has Fraser got any funny habits that he likes to do when he's working or not working?
Soft toys. They go missing every now and then and end up on his bed. My son's toys or socks or stuff like that. And he plays football with his paws. He'll knock a ball with his nose, and then he'll use his paw to pull it back and move it left and right. So my son thinks it's brilliant. You know, he's trying to film it and show his friends that he's actually playing football using his legs. So that's another thing which is quite interesting. My other previous dogs, they were quite, especially Disney, my last one, you know, as soon as you sat on the floor, he'd be next to you, like head over your leg and stuff like that. Fraser, not so much. He'll come over, say hello, might sit next to you for a bit, but then he'll go off and do his own thing. He's quite independent in that way.
I like that. Football-playing dog, future selection for England, maybe, you never know.
Yeah, he's got some talent, yeah.
Need to try him on some penalties. Well, fantastic. I'm glad to hear it's worked out well for you. Sounds like a wonderful partnership, and sounds like it's all going in the right direction. So it's really good to hear, and we hope to hear more, and hopefully you and Fraser will make a great partnership. Thank you very much, James O'Driscoll, for joining us here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.